Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bro. Come along.
Out of this, Excited to be able to talk to you right now. We are going to be talking about 21 Days of Motivation today on the Kofi Afoye podcast. Please, ma'am, please, sir, listen in, join us, join in on great conversation. We're excited to have you listen in. Feel free to be able to call in. You can call in at any time. Of course, you can get on the chat as well if you've got the link. But you can also call in and listen in, or you can call in and, you know, make any comments, questions, concerns that you might have. Dial in to 516-418-5805. That's 516-418-5805. We'll go ahead and try and open up the lines in a second. But once again, we're thankful, grateful to have you on. We'll open it up for a little bit. We're going to be talking about a book that was has been released since the beginning of January. It also, there were two books that I was blessed to be able to send out to our community. And, you know, the first one, 21 Days of Motivation. Second one, Yahweh and I, 366 Day Devotional. And we actually have a, to the 21 Days of Motivation one, we actually have a, we have a virtual conference. We did one in the beginning of March. We're going to come back and do have another one in the beginning of April. And that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So feel free if you want more information on that. You can hit me up through NSF, you know, nsfatherhood.org by reaching out to Kofi Speaks at nsfatherhood.org. That's KofiSpeaks at nsfatherhood.org. But we're grateful to be on. We're going to talk a little bit about the book and just talk about some of the concepts that come out of the book. A lot of great things that are in there, and I figured, you know, not just even to promote it, but even these are things that we need to go through today. So many different things, so many different problems and issues that are going on. We're trying to figure out who we can trust, who we can listen to, all these things. And so, why not, you know, put them in a book? Why not talk about some things to help you to reshape your habits? And as I've talked about before, whether you're talking about Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, whether you're talking about you know, making things move or making things greater when it comes to your personal life or when it comes to TikTok, YouTube, et cetera, lives that we do all over the place, Facebook, et cetera. We've been making a point to talk about T-I-O-N added to any word, right? When T-I-O-N is at the end of a word, we're saying that T-I-O-N literally means a person, a place, or a thing. It makes it a noun. And so motivate is a verb. It's an action. And so that action and that becomes a noun. So basically, I get to the person that I become or place that I've arrived in or the things that I even will do, they come out of what? They come out of me making sure that I have a certain action or certain things that I put or certain motives that I keep, right? So 21 days of motivation is 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, we develop a habit. And the way things work in your life is that first it has to be in your heart. That's your passion. When you're passionate about something, then you start to develop your soul or your lifestyle, your habits. So now our habits develop off of what our passion is. And then after that, we get to a place to where now our mindset changes. We become mentally in a different place, which makes us strong. Because once you know what you're supposed to do, once you know how you're supposed to do it, once you know how to arrive at a certain place, and once you know how you're even supposed to think and arrive at those places, what's going to happen to you then is that you get in a position where you are no longer, you are no longer just reacting all the time. You're no longer just trying to survive. You're no longer just trying to be about certain things or whatever. You are actually getting to a place in which, you're actually getting to a place in which you begin to just live what you're called to live, to think what you're called to think. And it's just who you are. Your actions are not reactive. They are even preactive. You have certain things in your life that are in place to be preactive, to already be thinking these things through, even if you're not necessarily thinking about them all the time. So that's what we need to make sure that we get into. That's what we need to make sure that we are looking at. That's what we need to make sure that we are talking about when we're talking about these things. We are talking about being in a place, right? What is the place that you have arrived at in your life, right? And a lot of us are trying to get a lot of different things done, but we're not in certain places in our lives, right? We have not reached out to make sure that we are in certain places to think things through in a certain manner. And so because we have not thought these things through, because we are not doing certain things consistently, because we are looking at things, the way that others want us to look at them rather than how we should look at them from within ourselves, right? Even the kingdom of heaven that is placed inside of you. Yet we're doing so many different things outside of ourselves, right? We're looking at other people's opinion of us rather than even what the Most High says about you, right? So if you're looking to somebody else to see how you were made, well, the Most High tells you that you were fearfully and wonderfully made already. You don't have to really look too many places to discover that you were already fearfully and wonderfully made. However, if we're not careful, we would dismiss what the Most High has already said about us, and we begin to look to other people. So we have to look at these things, look at these items, be real with self. You have to take some introspection, right? You got to be willing to set aside some good time, you know, set aside some date time, if you will, with yourself and say, what is it that I am? What are my interests? What are my values? What are my goals? What are the things that I hold in high regard? What makes people esteem me in the way that I am esteemed? What gives me self-esteem? What allows me to have high esteem of self? And many of us can't answer this question because, once again, we've been looking to everybody else as far as what their motives might be concerning us, right? So their motives are different than our motives, right? You got to be careful because other people who want you to get to a place of motivation to do the things that you do, to become the person that you are, they're not even looking at you, but they're looking at what their motives are and what motivates them, right? So they'll give you a plan, and that plan will be based on what they see for you. This is why a lot of family members will be the last people to kind of support you on things and to see you as anything that's great, because they themselves don't really see the greatness in you. They don't really focus on you. They remember what you were doing as a child. They remember the mistakes that you made. They remember the bad words that you might have said now that you're not cursing or carrying on, you know, but they remember those things. That's who they remember you as, because they have a different motive behind what they're doing. Their motive is not to make sure that they see you as Yah sees you. Their motive is not to see you as the head and the tail, or the head, not the tail. Their motive is not to see you as above and never beneath. Their motive is not to make sure that they see you as the great man or woman of Yah that you've been created to be. Their motive is to ensure that they can continue to see you as they have always seen you, right? They can continue to treat you as they have always treated you. They are not looking for you know, to make sure that they esteem you in a different way or the way that you might even esteem yourself. They are looking to things in another direction. So we want to talk about those things, because if we don't, we can be lost in other people's perceptions of us rather than making sure that we are doing things in a manner in which we are having perception of self directed by what Yah has said about you. And personal conversations he's had with you in prayer, and personal conversations that he's had with you that nobody else is even aware of, you know. These are things that we have to realize and communicate with self and be supportive even with self as far as who are you, you know, who are you called to be, what direction are you supposed to go in. A lot of us don't have that together. We don't think about those things. We aren't honoring that part of the journey. We're honoring what everybody else wants us to be, but we're not honoring who we are called to be. And so that's what I want to talk about in these 21 days of motivation, or this book really that you'll be able to partake in, or some of you have already read, and we thank you. You know, we've been able to bless people with this, get them the PDFs or the physical copies of the book, or even doing the virtual conference. We're getting to a place where we're starting to show people who they can be. We're even creating a library really that deals with self. You know, and all these books that are coming out, you know, we're soon, does it really matter that Jesus was black, the smoking gun? You know, we're working on some different things to be able to give to you guys, even for free, as far as, you know, a reverse bully lynch type mindset and writings and things of that nature. Who are we really before we were told that we weren't great? You know, all these different things. We want to make sure that we can utilize these things to look at ourselves correctly. You know, if you can't look at yourself correctly, if you don't have a mindset for you, somebody else has a mindset for you. If you don't have a vision for yourself, somebody else will give you a vision for yourself. If you don't have a thought process for yourself, somebody else is ready to do that at all times for you. And so we want to help you to worry about self, to think about self, to think about the kingdom that's in you already, right? I appreciate those that listen to me, but you don't have to listen to me for a vision for yourself, because Yah already has put that inside of you. He already placed that inside of you before the foundations of this very thing that we call Eretz or Asase or Earth. These things were already inside of us to lead us, to guide us, to protect us, and even the kingdom is inside of you. When you recognize that, then you recognize that the key that's being given to you is something that's supposed to help you to connect with the Most High from within. We are not always looking for an external relationship, but we are looking for an internal relationship. And when we receive that part of things, right, then you have to understand that you have to take care of yourself if you're looking for things to come from within inside of you. And so it is mandatory that we talk about some of these things. It is extremely necessary that we talk about some of these things, because a lot of us are out here doing things based on what others have told you rather than what you are according to the Most High from within. So we want to deal with some of that. We want to honor some of that today. We want to have conversation about some of that. So once again, that leads us to 21 Days of Motivation, this book that we are going to run through and talk about today. And in these 21 Days of Motivation, it is important that you and I make it a point, once again, in developing habits for ourselves. It is important that you and I come to a place of reference concerning what some of these things are that make you great and that make you honorable and that make you amazing and that make you the person that you're designed to be. The very first day or first chapter, if you will, that's in the book, we're dealing with really starting off with waking up in the morning. That's something that's extremely important, waking up in the morning, getting in touch with yourself first thing in the morning, before you go for your walk, before you go for your jog, before you go exercise, before you get ready for work, before you just stay at home and kick up your shoes and relax your feet. What is it that you are doing as far as who are you, right? As far as who you even wake up as, rather, right? A lot of people talk about, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed a lot of times because you're not even aware of who you are, right? So you're dealing with things that are already not righteous because you're in a bad position. So first things first, how do you wake up in the mornings? You know, how are you waking up? Do you have certain things already in play as far as how you wake up? Do you have a routine that you do every morning? Do you keep certain statutes and testimonies, laws, precepts concerning your getting up in the morning? We oftentimes think about these things as far as how we serve the Most High, which is important. But what about, do you have certain laws that are written down as far as, this is what I do every morning? When I get ready to get up, this is what I do every morning to ensure that I'm going to have a successful day, right? Early to rise, is going to get some different results than late to rise. The early bird gets the worm, literally that concept is something where it's telling us that not only does the early bird get the worm, but watch this, the early bird actually has access and is able to make a decision and able to get the worm of its choice that other birds are not up to be able to get. So the early bird, just because it is early, literally has a choice of worms, if you will, that others birds will not even have because those other birds do not get up as early. So therefore, since that bird got up earlier, that bird has choices. It has options now that other birds do not have simply because it was able to get up. And a lot of us aren't, thinking about these things in that manner, right? Have you given yourself options? Have you given yourself choices? Just by being able to get up out of bed, right, you already give yourself options that other people, that other birds, if you will, don't have. A lot of us are waking up later than everybody else and then expecting to be able to get results, expecting to get jobs, expecting to get different things. But if you're not ready to get up, can you get up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., stuff like that, when other people are not even ready to get up? You're not going to be able to have the same opportunities. Or watch this, not even the same, but maybe you can have other opportunities that others don't have. Because when it comes down to it, I'm not necessarily the greatest person of all time at anything. However, I'm the greatest at being me. That's what I am the greatest at being of all time. Nobody has ever been me like me. And I make sure I set time aside to become the best me that I can. Right. While other people are still asleep, I'm up studying. While other people are still asleep, I've already been up and been looking through some things. While other people are still asleep, the stuff that I need to do as far as even being an introvert and having time to myself, I've already got that time to myself because other people, while they were sleeping, I was making sure I had time to run through things, to think about things, to go through things. These are things that a lot of us don't have because we don't get up early enough. So, that's a huge part of what we're talking about. Next thing we want to discuss as well is, vision, purpose, and value. That's actually the second day. Vision, purpose, and value. What is the vision that you see? Now, we've talked about this a lot of times, even on this platform, but what is the vision that you have for yourself? If I ask the average person what your vision is, they'll usually tell me their purpose because they don't know the difference between the two. But your vision is what you see afar off every single day, right? Your vision is what you see far away every single day. So I know this is where I'm headed, right? Now my purpose is dictated by my vision. Why? Because I know where I'm supposed to be going. My purpose is, though, what I do every day to get to where I'm supposed to be going. So my purpose is different than my vision, right? And a lot of us are trying to confuse the two together. So you ask somebody, hey, what's the vision for your life? They start telling you what they're going to do every day or what they do every day, but they have it reversed. They don't understand that they're actually giving you daily manifestation, which is important, but daily manifestation doesn't work well if you don't know where you're headed. You know, think about the GPS. The GPS could be the greatest on the greatest phone. You could have the iPhone 12 Pro, right? Or 12 Max Pro or whatever the top one is, right? You could have that greatest phone. You could have all the options on there. It could be the fastest phone. It could be this. It could be that. But I promise you, if that app is not working correctly, or watch this, that app could be working fine, but if you don't have a destination in the GPS, then it doesn't matter how well that phone works, and it doesn't matter how much money you paid for that phone. It doesn't matter. You know, as far as how it looks, how sleek it is, whatever. It doesn't matter if Apple made it. It doesn't matter if you got insurance on it. None of that matters as far as what? The destination is not inside the phone. So if you don't have a proper destination, then you're not going to be able to reach your destiny no matter what. And a lot of people are out here without proper destinations typed in. You don't know what your ultimate goal is. You don't know what your ultimate desires are. And so here you are trying to get things done, and you don't know how to get there. Right. Of course, you're going to miss the mark. Of course, you're not going to be able to reach certain heights and certain things and be affluent in the manner that you're called to be and be before kings and queens and all these different things because you don't know where you're headed. Right. Right. So the average person, you know, here's a little exercise that we even did in the conference. I made a point to say, if I were to ask the average person, tell me who they are. Most of them cannot do so without telling me their name, if they're married, how many children they are, who they work for. And the color, maybe even the color of their skin, if they're male or female, et cetera, right? They can't do so because everything attached to them is from somebody else's standard. So they're not able to just say, sit down and tell me what they do, right? They can't. So if I were to say, what do you do? Like when somebody asks me, what do you do for a living? I give a different type of answer than most people do because they can't give me an answer outside of what somebody else has told them they are. Right. So if you come to me and you say, what do you do for a living? I would say, man, I'm so glad that you asked that. Well, first of all, I change lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voices and speaking the unspoken. I make sure that I do this by going out into community every day. I study. I make sure that I'm healthy. I make sure that I'm mentally healthy. I make sure I go out to other countries and I go around our own people, the diaspora, and we teach people how to be the greatest version of themselves. We teach them how to make sure that they are learning. We make sure that we provide classes. We do so not to necessarily make money, because money comes, but we do so to make sure that we fill a need. And what I've discovered is as I fill needs, my family, my community begins to be taken care of. I also make sure that I am a success. I'm actually full of success because I'm successful. But I understand to be successful, I have to have successors. So I try to build people to make sure that they can take what I'm doing and take it to another level inside their own life. And make sure that they build platforms themselves that can help people as well. You know, and so we do this to make sure that we ensure the growth of nations, the growth of our people, and the growth of children for years to come. Somebody will hear that and go, wow, that's amazing. And then they'll ask them, well, what is your organization? What do you do? What's the name of it? Can I help? You have a whole different answer that comes out of this because I didn't give them what society says I'm supposed to give them. I gave them a vision. Right, I made that vision plain that even if you haven't read the actual vision plan, you know, oh, wow, well, I can help you to feed people. I can help you to do things in different arenas. And so now what happens, what, is people come along and they, now that the vision is written down plainly, they actually start saying, what can I do to help? Right, they want to make, because you made the vision plainly, they want to use what you made plain as a map to help them to be able to help others. So now all of a sudden you're helping other people to grow. Right, and people are coming by because they've seen what you've done, and what you're doing, and you've made it clear. Now they want to come by and do everything they can to help you to reach that vision. right? And a lot of us don't think of vision that way. We just think of, once again, purpose, what I got to do every day. You think, okay, I got to get up and go to work. Okay, I got to go through the same monotony over and over and over again. All right, so I'll just get up and do the same thing over and over and over again. And that's what a lot of our lives are filled with, you know, our people. You know, a lot of us are just literally people that are doing the same thing on repeat, on rewind, over and over and over again because we don't have a place to go. So we know that we want to do something great, but we don't know how to get there. We even start thinking that it's impossible to get there. Why? Because we don't really have a place to go. So vision, purpose, value, you know, things like that. So my vision is put in place. I know where I'm headed. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know I'm supposed to get the land. I know I'm supposed to get the house. I know I'm supposed to have the finances. I know I've got to make sure that I'm a good husband. I know I've got to be a great father. I know these things. That's my vision every day, even for people who try to use like the 42 negative confessions of my aunt. You know, that's literally something that you read at the beginning of the day, you go through your life through, and then at the end of the day, you return back to it and speak and confess those things again and see if you actually, if your life actually measured up to those things that you confessed first thing in the morning, right? So vision, purpose, value, all of those things, those are things that we need to continue to look at, right? But your purpose is daily manifestation. So now daily manifestation. What am I saying by daily manifestation? I am saying that as far as the vision is concerned, can you say when it comes to the vision that you are someone who, the vision is established already. Now, purpose. So now purpose, every day, this is what I need to do to reach what the vision was, right? So every day I need to see, am I doing what is necessary as far as the vision is concerned, right? Am I doing what is necessary as far as the vision is concerned? If I'm not doing every day what is necessary concerning the vision, right, then my purpose is going to be off. It's going to be skewed. It's going to be messed up because every day I can't do things correctly. Why can't I do things correctly? Because I'm in a situation to where I'm trying to, you know, to get things done without actually having a proper vision or proper or to go to something established properly. And since it's not established properly, I can't really, you know, get anything done. I can't really get done what I need to do. And a lot of people are in that situation. How do I do this? How can I make this work? How can I make that work? Right? Having hard times with some of those things. But the reason, you know, the reason you're having a hard time with some of those things is because, you know, you don't have certain things in place as far as vision, as far as structure, as far as purpose, as far as now even after, as far as daily manifestation, what I need to get done, that last part of it that we put on there is vision, purpose, and then value, right? Do you value these things enough to do what you're supposed to do, to make mandatory decisions, to be consistent, to be constant in what it is that you're called to do? Do you value those things enough, right? Do you value these things enough to put in as much effort every single time, no matter what? All day, every day, I'm putting in 100%. You know, I talked about the other day, even though I know some people might not like a pastor speaking on this stuff, you know, but I talked about the other day, you know, that Lil' Kim taught me something a long time ago. She said that she put 100% in every line that she dropped, right? If she does anything, she said, I'm going to put 100% into everything. Why? Because the vision is there and the purpose is there, but now the value. Do you value yourself? Do you value what you're doing? Do you value your people? Do you value your family? Do you value your company? Do you value your congregation, whatever it is? Do you value them enough to put 100% into everything that you drop? If the answer is no, then you need to start working on that vision, purpose, and value some more, right? A lot of us are working on that vision, purpose, and value, but the answer doesn't need to be no or maybe or I guess maybe I could do better. That's not the answer we're looking for, right? We want to make sure that whatever is going on, we want to make sure that whatever's going on, that we're doing it in a way that's pleasing to the Most High, but also we're putting the right effort in. You know, can you say that you put 100% into everything that you drop, right? Not just that song that comes out. When you drop that business, can you say that you put 100% in? When you make that 15-second video, can you say you put 100% in? When you were dealing with your husband or your wife, can you say that you put 100% in? Right, a lot of people end up in divorce or end up in relationships breaking up, and you know, we had these issues, and issues come in where people are still sad or frustrated or whatever, A lot of times we blame the other person. We go like, oh, well, the other person did this and that, and so that's why I'm frustrated. But when I find when I do a lot of life coaching is a lot of people get frustrated off of this because really when they look back, they can't say they put 100% in everything that they dropped. Like the reality is a lot of them didn't do what they were supposed to do. And so since they didn't do what they were supposed to do, they end up in these relationships that are jacked. And when these relationships that are jacked happen, or when they get out of it, you know, part of the reason why you're still upset is you know that you could have and you should have done better. Maybe you would have if you had the right information, right? So vision, purpose, and value, that's important, right? And before we get into a little bit more of it, let's take some time out now to make sure that we tell you guys a little bit about stuff that's coming up on NSF Radio. So please, ma'am, please, sir, take time out to look up NSF Radio. And find out what's going on. We're going to go ahead and get ready to just play a couple things for you real quick so you can find out what's happening and that you can be able to be ready. So we have somebody that comes on during the week. Some of you know him as Marcus. I'm calling him by King Cam. But we want to take time out to go ahead and let you know what's going on with him and his show. So let's listen in real quick and, you know, pay some of these bills or whatever, and we'll get ready to come back to you soon.
Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Call it Paul Bubba Sparks.
Wash up what the good Lord needs, and no matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road will get you home.
Come on.
You can see it in their eye when they try to lie. You the bullet hole in a stop sign kind, that I'm right there with you. Put your drink up high for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey. I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Thank you. keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad.
It's the radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct, man.
Koopy Afore.
Video. I am host Koopy Afore.
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom. It's the basis of understanding of the subject. The newest member to the Powerhouse Squad.
Sophia Alexandria.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio as Wente.
Eyal, come along like Eyal to Yahshua. Eyal, come along like Eyal to Elohim. Eyal, come along like Eyal to Yahshua.
All right, let's get back to the show. All right, cool. So, you heard a whole bunch of stuff that's going on NSF Radio. Didn't add any. We didn't have the ads for the comedy stuff, but we have a bunch of stuff coming on. You saw one or heard one that basically was talking about the Powerhouse Squad. That's myself, Brother Tone, Sister Sophia, and Brother Alfred, our fearless leader here at NSF Radio. And that show will be coming on for you guys tomorrow. That's every Thursday at 1:00 p.m. This show, the Kofi, I'm sorry, Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. That is on every Wednesday at 11:00 a.m. And also, we hope next Wednesday to have a little piece of the interview we did with Minister Anais Faith Jones on. So hopefully we'll have a little piece of that for you guys next week. We might even just let that run through. Who knows? We'll see how the Holy Spirit leads. But thank you guys once again for being on NSF Radio. NSF Radio stands N for National, S Saving, F Fatherhood. National Saving Fatherhood. NSFatherhood.org is a place you can go to learn more about the company, about the issues going on. If you're somebody who would like to make donation or can help us to be able to get some people to help us as far as donations or even things that help this radio show to continue to flow, we would love to have you and appreciate you. Matter of fact, Alfred is in fact informing us and having us make sure that we ask around. So if you're somebody that might be looking for a little bit of stuff as far as a little pay to be able to help our community grow and take care of fathers and, of course, put out good information and stuff on these platforms, feel free to go ahead and do so. Once again, you can contact me at KofiSpeaks@NSFatherhood.org. KofiSpeaks at N is a National, S is in Saving, Fatherhood.org. KofiSpeaks@NSFatherhood.org. You can email me at that email, and we will get back to you, of course. We also have a bunch of other stuff going on with Kofi Afore stuff. Right now, I'll just say simply look at #FindKofi. #FindKofi. That's FindKofi. #FindKofi. And we'll get back to you ASAP concerning some ways that you can be able to follow us. We'll also talk about it at the end of the show. I know we do have some people on, so we'll go to the phone lines real quick in a little bit to see who might have what that they want to be able to share or talk about, et cetera. And we thank you guys for listening in once again. And, but continuing our conversation that we've been having, we've been discussing, we've been talking about, it's very important for us to make sure that we have a mindset of being able to help our people and to help our people by even changing our individual mindset, thinking things differently, thinking things through. And so we want to deal with that. So when we deal in the book, I literally have only gone through about two chapters. The very next chapter would be, or the very next day literally is, who are you, right? Who are you? That's an important piece. If you don't know who you are, how are you going to be able to get to where you're supposed to go, right? A lot of people out here don't know who they are and yet are trying to teach other people or guide other people on getting to other levels. And it's going to be very hard to do so if you can't, you know, if you're not capable of really knowing and comprehending who you are and the value that you bring, as the person that you are, right? So a lot of people out here are trying to show value for certain things, and they don't even know who they are. It becomes a almost impossible task to do because you don't know who you are. So how are you going to help somebody with who they are? How are you going to help yourself? How are you going to reach the task and the direction you're supposed to reach, and you have no clue as to who you are, right? Who you are as a human being, why I'm supposed to help people, why am I supposed to do this? Like, even when I deal with people and they'll say, oh, I'm called to preach. And, you know, we have the moment of excitement, but then people kind of get a little frustrated with me because one of the things I'm going to ask next is, okay, well, why is that important, right? Why are you supposed to preach? Are you supposed to? Who are you supposed to sound like? Who are you supposed to speak to? Who are the children that are going to be affected by what you present to them, right? Even in that, you know, whether your belief system is different than mine or whatever, I think we should all agree that who you are has a lot to do with where you're going. And a lot of us are going to miss the boat on that because we don't really have a concept of it, because we've never really had somebody talk to us on that level or speak to us or tell us of the importance of that, right? Who are you? You know, where are you is something that's important too. We talk about that later on. You know, where are you? Who are you? Where are you? What are you supposed to be doing? Why is it that you're going to be getting up, right? Like, if you don't have a reason already to think about, this is the reason why I get up out of bed, right? If you don't have that in you already, if you're not thinking about that as far as, this is why I'm accomplishing what I'm accomplishing, this is why I'm going to get up, this is why I need to go ahead and make sure that my greatness is always showing, then, you know, you're not going to really try to accomplish anything. And a lot of people are going through that every day. You're going through the motions, you're going to work, you're showing up, you're signing up for a lot of great things. You know, you're on every single board at your church, right? You're on the deacon's board, you're on the fried chicken board, right? You're on the cooking board, you're on all these different things, right? You're a musician, you speak in tongues, you do this, you do that, you're ready to teach everybody everything. But then when somebody says, yo, who are you? You can't really give me an actual answer, because you've never been, you know, a lot of us have never been challenged to think like that, to think outside of, we're just showing up here because it's a nice thing to do. We're just showing up because, you know, people tell us we're supposed to show up. No, like, who are you? What's the reason? Even we have another part that actually says, where are you? You know, a lot of people don't even know where they are. If I were to say, where are you in life? Like, have you even taken time out to actually pay attention to that, to take inventory, to look at the landmarks on the journey that you're going down through life? Can you even say, where are you? Where are you at? If you don't know where you're at, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know the landmarks, if you don't know the vision, then where are you going to be able to go? You know, we have other things that we talk about as well, as far as competence, meeting with competence, because a lot of people are confident about a lot of things but have never studied to make sure that they are competent in that which they attempt to do. We have a lot of people who are competent in different things, but they're not confident. So they don't think that they can really make a change. And since they don't really think they can make a change, they don't really attempt to make a change. Why would you attempt to make a change if you're not confident, or if you're confident that you can do those things? Or I'm sorry, yeah, so here's confidence and competence. A lot of people are confident, but they come off as they come off very poorly in society, right? They come off very poorly because they're constantly trying to tell you, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to be about this business, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. And then you look at their lives, and their lives are full of, you know, the opposite of anything we would call successful, right? So, you know, what about that? Another thing we talked about in the book, righteousness versus right, right? Like, a lot of people want to be right in the moment, but they don't want to be righteous to where their words carry weight 20, 30 years down the road. They just want to go ahead and win a fight against somebody now. And so you'll rip apart a relationship to make sure that the person that you're arguing with understands that you're correct. You're the one that's right. But you won't have a righteous relationship, and it falls apart. You know, those are things to think about. Even as far as how to determine value, right? Like, a lot of people want to be valuable. Have you ever thought about how to determine value, right? Like, if you're going through stuff every day and you look at something and you go, you know, like, let's say, you, basically how to determine value is, what would you give up to be able to get what you say is valuable, right? So if you were married, would you give up your marriage for $1 million, right? If so, then your marriage is not as valuable as $1 million. If you wouldn't give up your marriage for $1 million, then your marriage is more valuable than $1 million. Like, something that simple, right? If you would you give up your passion? If it meant you would be homeless on the street, would you give it up so that you wouldn't be homeless? If so, then your passion's not that important, or maybe that's not your passion, right? But if you would do what you were doing, even if you didn't know how you would make ends meet, but you'll do it to the fullest extent that you can, then guess what? That's probably your passion. We can actually find out passion, and we can determine value in things pretty easily just by using some simple formulaic type process and programming and thought process, and even using that process of elimination to get us where we need to think correctly, you know. So, you know, those are just different things. There's so many different things we could also talk about as well, but I just want to make sure we open up the phone line real quick. If this person has something to say, I don't know if you do or don't, but I don't have anybody screening right. Oh, okay, it looks like we lost the person, but thank you for being on. But, you know, these are things that we can worry about, we can think about, we can look at, we can think on, we can appreciate, you know, as far as, you know, what's going on so in our lives every day. So, you know, think on those things. Think about what's happening, what's valuable, what's necessary, what's going to help you to be able to get to another level. You know, and if you're willing to value those things, if you're willing to be about those things, et cetera, you will go far. That being said, though, that's all I really have for the day. So I appreciate the King and Queen of each and every one of you. Even if you're not living inside of that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential King and Queen of each and every one of you. Real quick, you can follow us, of course, here on Kofi Speaks with NSF Radio. You can also look for us on the Kofi of 40 podcast. You can also check us out on any platforms by typing in hashtag Find Kofi. That's hashtag FINDKOFI. You can find out things about classes that we're doing. Right now we're doing Hidden Characters, Black History, and cryptocurrency. You can go to kofi-40.com, find out more information about that, or our 7 F's, things like faith, family, foundation, food, etc., how we should live in the diaspora. You can find out about the books, the 21 Days of Motivation that we talked about today, but also the devotional and up-and-coming books later on this year. You know, just go to kofi-40.com. Some of you would say kofi-40.com. That's kofi-ofori.com. And you go there and listen up and see what you can find. Also, too, feel free to text us with any questions, concerns, or even if you want to join up in things we're doing as far as food for the community or growing food for yourself or natural medicine or, you know, Bloom and Flourish stuff. My wife has a business to where she heals people and things like that through it, and she gives you guys a huge discounts in comparison to people, sometimes a quarter of the price of what you would pay somebody else. She makes sure that she gives it to you out of what's grown in her own yard. So this is stuff that is organic. You know, just so many different things that we give and options that we have for you, lessons for children in French. Matter of fact, that's going to be going on today. She does it every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. If you want to be able to learn about homeschooling stuff, we did it as well. If you want life coaching, marital coaching, whatever the case might be, feel free to join us. And text us at 202-599-7312. Again, that's 202-599-7312. Last time, that's 202-599-7312. But that's all I got. Thank you for being on once again. Oh, also, too, you know, look us up on Patreon, Kofi_40 on Patreon. Look us up there, and we appreciate you. So, as always, have a great day. Continue to do great things. And until I have the chance to be before you all again, I want you to remember, as always, that you are loved. You are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better, or at the very least, will be the reason why people that are in this system no longer have to be of it. Shalom.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bra. Come along.
Come and rest with your soul, provide. 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 Come on, come on, choreographer. Come on, come on, come dance it up through this world with love. Okay, God is up. Okay, God is down. Okay, say right loud. Okay, God is round. Made in God's image, coming from a real napkin. Big world, he better get with it. Elohim in image, best believe we
jump.
Profane, no thrilling it, and Yahweh, we sealing it with love in our heart. We respond to give Yah glory, renew our story, forget your plight, receive your sight. You are the